It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin's federal lawmakers are divided over the future of a decades-old law aimed at protecting sports teams in smaller markets. Wisconsin U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald, a Republican, is taking up the issue. He says the over 60-year-old Sports Broadcasting Act is outdated in a world with sports leagues making deals with streaming platforms to carry some of their games. Here's Fitzgerald Sunday on WISN's Upfront, talking about Wisconsin's pro teams and how the NFL in particular gets lucrative distribution contracts that don't benefit fans.
All of them, are beloved by their fan base. It's just, I think they've flexed their muscles so many times that we find ourselves in a situation where it needs to be reviewed, and that's my job.
But the Green Bay Packers and Wisconsin Republican U.S. Representative Tony Weed argue that the law is still needed to protect teams in small media markets, like the Packers, by allowing teams to pool their broadcasting rights together. Hope Carnop is a politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel who recently reported on this issue. She spoke with Kate Archer Kent.
What exactly does the Sports Broadcasting Act of 1961 do?
So this is a law that Congress is looking at right now, in part because it was written in 1961. And I think it's pretty obvious that the media landscape and how people watch NFL, NBA, MLB games has changed a lot. So what this law did is it basically provided leagues like the NFL antitrust protection to be able to negotiate contracts on behalf of their teams instead of the teams doing so individually. And what some members of Congress say is happening now is that these games aren't necessarily being broadcast on the original, big three TV networks anymore, like ABC, NBC. And instead, these leagues are looking toward streaming platforms instead, which some people think doesn't necessarily fall under the original intention of the law. So now this law is subject to scrutiny and possible changes depending on what Congress intends to do.
Yes, how far have we gotten away from the Sports Broadcasting Act's, one of its original goals was to ensure free access to watch these games. Where are we at today?
Yeah, I think it really depends on who you ask. I mean, the members of Congress who held a hearing last week were pretty, strong worded in terms of they think that leagues like the NFL have really strayed from the original goal of the Sports Broadcasting Act, which was to basically ensure that local fans are able to watch games that are played by their local teams on free broadcast television. And some consumers, I think a lot of consumers, would argue that that's not necessarily the case anymore. I mean, even with the Packers, there was that playoff game last year that was pretty much exclusively broadcast on Amazon. There's also the Netflix deal for some holiday games that has really, been the target of scrutiny and criticism. So it's really just a different landscape. I think everyone agrees with that. But the NFL is kind of standing by their argument that the majority of games are still available to local fans in local markets, which in Wisconsin includes the Green Bay area and Milwaukee area, but doesn't exclude some other areas of the state. So that's another argument that some consumers in Wisconsin are making, is that not everyone is able to watch free Packers games in all instances.
So this House Judiciary Subcommittee holds this hearing over 2 hours, has all this testimony about the rising cost of watching these sports teams in action. The Packers are arguing that the Sports Broadcasting Act is necessary for smaller market teams to remain competitive against large city rivals and big markets. What does that mean, and what advantage do the Packers want to point out?
Yeah, so all along, I mean, even before this hearing happened, the Packers have really framed this law as critical for their survival. And they say that getting rid of it is essentially an existential threat for the Packers. And the reason they say that is because the NFL is able to negotiate these big contracts on behalf of all the teams. They are able to split the revenue equally among all those 32 teams. So the Packers are getting the same amount as the Bears or the Rams. The Packers say if this law goes away, the teams will essentially have to negotiate those contracts on their own, and larger market teams like the Bears or Rams could end up with a more lucrative deal than a small market team like the Packers or the Buffalo Bills. So they say that this law has really ensured that the Packers are basically playing on the same playing field with other teams over time. And their big concern is that this law could get essentially thrown out or overhauled in a way that could really be detrimental to the Packers.
And we're talking like hundreds of millions of dollars here with the TV rights deal. Why are Wisconsin Republicans split over this issue?
Yeah, that's a really interesting facet of this debate, is that the Wisconsin Republicans are kind of landing on different sides of this. Scott Fitzgerald, who led that hearing last week, is really kind of taking this from the consumer's point of view. And he says that it's Congress's job to ask these questions, scrutinize this antitrust provision that this law provides, because that's essentially the role of his subcommittee. And a couple of other Wisconsin Republicans are on the other side of this issue and really trying to defend the Packers, you know, make sure that they are staying in Wisconsin, staying in Green Bay. And Representative Tony Weed, who's from Green Bay, was sort of leading that charge by essentially sending a letter to that full judiciary committee, urging them to not mess with the law too much in order to keep protections for those small market teams. So this has definitely become a bit of a dividing line that we don't often see among our delegation in Congress.
Do we know what Representative Scott Fitzgerald would like to see ultimately with the Sports Broadcasting Act? What type of overhaul could be possible?
Yeah, certainly. So I talked with him last week a little bit before the hearing, and he also recently appeared on WISN's Upfront yesterday and sort of made it clear that he's not looking at a total overhaul of the law. He said that would essentially create a wild, wild west. So I think he maybe is taking the concerns from the NFL or other lawmakers into account. But at this point, it's unclear exactly what could happen with the law. He hasn't really introduced legislation at this point to say this is a part of the law that we're going to tweak. The full committee came out with a report that said this discussion could lead to legislative reforms, but didn't necessarily say what those would be. So at this point, Fitzgerald is kind of holding this discussion. He's airing out concerns, and that could mean that legislation is coming, but so far we haven't seen what that is yet.
Okay, so Fitzgerald is more in investigative mode right now.
Certainly. Yeah, he says that right now he's kind of looking at all of the concerns, going through some of the research that his committee did, and sort of having that discussion, and didn't really have clear ideas yet of exactly what could change in the Sports Broadcasting Act, but is considering making those changes based on all of the information that his subcommittee gathers.
Hope, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
That was Hope Karna, politics reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We've been talking about a split between Wisconsin lawmakers and the Packers over a decades-old broadcasting law. Now, the World Cup is underway here in North America, with billions of people viewing the games on various broadcasting platforms and streaming services. Plus, the NBA Finals wrapped up recently, with fans watching on live television broadcasts on ABC or streaming on ESPN platforms. Last year's NFL regular season found its games split between broadcast TV and exclusive streaming deals through the platforms like Amazon Prime and Netflix. Not long ago, all of the NFL's games could appear for free through the major network TV stations. Not anymore. A 2024 report found that American NFL fans who want to watch all games had to pay roughly $1,600 to various providers. Joining us to talk about how fans are navigating this fractured landscape is Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports reporter J.R. Radcliffe. J.R., welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
So we see the World Cup underway in North America. Wisconsin viewers able to watch games via stations like Fox and Telemundo. For people who want to watch their favorite teams, what is the streaming and broadcasting field like today?
It's something we hear about more than just about any other topic. Anytime we write about, oh, the Brewers game is going to be on Apple TV tonight, or if you want to see the Marquette game, you got to get Peacock. You know, you're gonna hear from people who are like, why is it like this? Why do we have to get 10 streaming services to watch our teams in action? Understandable frustration. It's, like we've said, a very, very different landscape than it was 10 years ago when all you needed was basically your, ABC, CBS, and maybe a couple cable channels and you were good to go. But you've got NFL games on Netflix. You've got such a wide spread of sporting events across all these different services, and people are frustrated. You know, the biggest thing is, I know it seems so basic, but just finding the game can be such a challenge for people, especially older viewers who aren't used to using a smart TV or using their phone to watch a lot of their sporting events. This is the one thing that has kind of been propping up the old model is live sports, because it is, in real time. People want to experience that in real time. It's not something they want on demand. So it is still something that sells on regular, good old-fashioned linear television. And also on streaming, everybody wants to get into the game to some degree and maybe try to woo fans away who are already cutting the cord. So big, big complicated mess. People hate it. People don't like to have to surf back and forth. They don't like have to constantly be flipping between services. And I know it's frustrating. And I think it's unfortunately just going to keep continuing because it is a big financial gain for leagues to get involved with some of these big time streaming services.
So much money involved in these distribution rights and their efforts within Congress to alter the Sports Broadcasting Act and change how teams negotiate where these games play. How are fans reacting to the changes and how they can view their games? What are you hearing?
A lot of frustration, like I said. I think a younger crowd, for the most part, can handle this. You know, they understand streaming services, they understand apps. Even the simple act of flipping back and forth between different services is not as fluid as it used to be. You can't just change the channel. You have to exit one app, enter the new one. I think a younger crowd isn't really finding that difficult. As more and more people are cutting the cord, that's also sort of a reflection of where we are. Like, people are comfortable getting away from traditional cable and regular TV and going to some of this more like a la carte viewing experience. So I think we're talking about an older group, but even people their 30s and 40s would like an ease of access that maybe they don't have anymore, that they had when they were kids, or that they had even just, like I said, a decade ago. So for the most part, everybody is a little bit irritated with this. I do think leagues like the NFL and Major League Baseball are probably banking on people just coming to terms with it.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure you're keeping an eye on what teams are doing. And in basketball, the Phoenix Suns kind of swimming against the current, extending deals for free over-the-air broadcasts for their games. Is there an appetite like that here in Wisconsin?
A little bit, yeah. The Brewers have done that the last couple of years. I don't know how many games the Suns have put on free TV, but I know they're kind of leaders in that department. The Brewers do have a suite of games, 10 of them, that are airing on just, what I guess we now call over-the-air television. All you need is an antenna. It is in the club's best interest to get the games to the people. It's maybe the league is negotiating these big deals and it does ultimately trickle down to benefit the clubs, but they are also aware that if people can't see the games, they're going to lose touch with their team. I think that's very true for the Milwaukee Brewers. I think for a while there, we were seeing kind of a decline in fan attendance, and it wasn't because the team was good. It really felt like one of the driving factors there was that people just weren't as connected to the Brewers as they used to be, because those games were harder and harder to get. That was still a cable service, but it was becoming just, as more and more people cut the cord, fewer people just had that in their homes. Mm-hmm. So I think they were mindful of that. They want to experiment with this group of games to get people back invested, and it's gotten a little bit easier with the move from FanDuel Wisconsin to MLB. That's kind of a whole separate conversation.
Well, yeah, and I want to talk a little bit about that, because now we've got Brewers TV, turning over broadcast rights from FanDuel Sports Network to being internally produced through Major League Baseball. How is that new system going for them in this midst of Sports Broadcasting Act and a lot of, just a lot of emotions around that?
Yeah, the SBA doesn't really apply in this case. SBA only applies to over-the-air stuff. It doesn't apply to any streaming services, which is why I kind of, when the NFL is all worried about how changes to the SBA might dramatically impact them, I'm sure it will on a financial level, but I don't know if it's going to be quite as severe as they want us to think it is going to be. But these MLB broadcasts are really good, in my opinion. The quality has increased dramatically. They've got new technology that they're using, the app that is used by Major League Baseball, it's always been one of the forerunners of technology across the sports landscape. The MLBAM technology, BAM technology, is really, really special. And now the Brewers are using that instead of what we had with FanDuel, which it tried. It did the best it could, but it wasn't a very good app. It was a very difficult user experience. Mm-hmm. And this is just significantly better. Now, I don't know if that means they're getting a ton more viewers. Probably a little bit. I don't know if it's dramatically changing the game for them, but it is a simpler experience. It is easier to see those games in market than it used to be. You know, there's a lot of blackout restrictions around what you could watch with, you know, you couldn't watch MLB.com's coverage with the Brewers. You couldn't use their technology to see a game in Wisconsin. That's no longer the case because they've reclaimed those streaming rights. So it's easier to see, and the attendance is up. Like, I don't know if that's directly related to this, but I don't think it's hurting. So this is a move. MLB wants to get all of its teams in the same boat. I don't know how successful it will be in doing that, but it has increased the number of teams over the last couple of years. I believe it's up to 13 that are covered by MLB. And that's, you know, the idea there is to get everybody under the same roof in using the MLB technology. And then you can offer those games the way that you offer, like, not quite the same as NFL, but every game is available pretty much. And blackouts essentially go away. Long way to go before they get there. But this is definitely, it's definitely getting easier to watch baseball.
But you still have to pay a subscription to get those games, like $20 a month or something.
That's completely true. And they'll say that's similar. It is similar to how it was before because these games were on mm-hmm. cable. You were paying somebody mm-hmm. to watch Brewers baseball. You are perhaps paying less or more, depending on whether or not you have a cable package with it or if you've cut the cord. So yes, none of this is free. and I think that's where some lawmakers are frustrated. They believe it's in the public's best interest to be able to just see a Packers game in your home without having to pay extra for services. Mostly that's still true, but there are cases, and I know Hope brought up the game last year, the Bears-Packers game, and on Amazon, places like Madison, you had to have Amazon, you had to have Prime Video to see that game. So it is becoming less true. And I know that's causing, it's becoming a fraught thing for a lot of people.
Okay, so JR, fresh off of last week's House Judiciary Subcommittee and their fact-finding mission over the Sports Broadcasting Act and what's changing, what are you watching for there?
It's really hard for me to envision what the fallout is if they do alter or do away with the SBA. You know, football has a salary cap. The NFL does, quite famously, a salary cap. I would imagine it will cost teams like the Packers a lot of money, but the insinuation that the salary cap system would kind of come unglued through all of that, I don't know. I can't imagine that. I don't see that as possible. So the on-field thing, I feel, would pretty much be the same. You'd still have parity in the NFL. Now, you don't have that in Major League Baseball. You have anything but, you don't have a salary cap. Frequently what happens, and as Major League Baseball heads towards what looks like a work stoppage following this season, you have fans of one league pointing to the other and saying, well, look, it works over there. Why doesn't it work here? And both baseball and football are saying the same things about the other. You know, it's a very complicated structure, but especially with those salary cap leagues, I think they have it figured out pretty well. And I don't imagine that the on-field product is going to change very much.
JR, thank you so much for your insights. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
J.R. Radcliffe is a sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He spoke with host Kate Archer Kent. He talked about sports streaming and broadcasting and how ways to view your favorite team have been changing over the years. Earlier, we heard from Journal Sentinel politics reporter Hope Carnop about disagreements between the Packers organization and Wisconsin U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald over the Sports Broadcasting Act of 1961.